Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Bryn Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy. It's Wednesday, hump day, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep, sure enough, got a big Thanksgiving weekend. I'm sure everybody else has got some cool things planned out, and we want to get some Did You Know Shows for you. So here we are, getting you a Did You Know Show for today.
Yep, we've got one, and what do you got for us, Noah?
So mine today is going to be, you know, kind of themed around fall because we are in Thanksgiving, and but it's not quite Thanksgiving. So I just want to talk about the leaves. So did you know that a leaf's color is determined by its tree type?
No.
Which, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but the details are a little, yeah. You know, like. So there are three different pigments responsible for coloration in autumn leaves, which is chlorophyll, which most people know
That's
about.
Green.
Then you have the carotenoids and the anthocyanins. Well, that did not Isians. They're not people. Sorry. The anthocyanin. There it is. That's how you say that. And so chlorophyll is the most basic pigment that every plant possesses. It's a key component of photosynthesis process, and it gives leaves their green color during the warmer, brighter months. The other two pigments become more prevalent as conditions change. So the carotenoids are unmasked as chlorophyll levels deplete. These produce the yellow, orange, and brown tones, kind of maybe why it kind of says carrot in there. And then you have, the brown tones. Those scientists once thought that the anthocyanin also lay dormant during the warmer months. They now believe that production begins anew each year during the fall. So instead of the anthocyanins being dormant, they actually think that once it gets colder, they actually start to produce during the fall instead of just being dormant. Those pigments are not only contributing, I can't talk today, to the depth red color found in leaves, but also fruits such as cranberries and apples. But it also acts as a natural sunscreen also against bright sunlight during those colder weather to kind of protect a little bit longer until those leaves actually fall off of the tree.
That's pretty cool.
So there you go. You got, instead of just chlorophyll, there's actually two other ones in them leaves.
Change the pigments.
That kind of change the pigments.
That's neat. Definitely that time of season. We're going to talk about a city. This right here. Did you know that Portland, Oregon was named in a coin toss?
What?
So, yes. Portland, Oregon, there was two people that founded and established this city. And they were Francis Pettigrove and Asa Lovejoy. So in 1845, they both wanted to name the city that they had established together. The two decided that their disagreement would be decided in a best 2 out of 3 coin flip.
Okay.
And Pettigrove won the coin flip and chose Portland because he hailed from Portland, Maine. Meanwhile, Lovejoy was from Boston, Massachusetts, and had intended to name the place after his hometown.
So we almost had two Bostons.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would have been New Boston.
New Boston or something.
But yes, instead,
we got two Portlands.
We've got the Portland, and now they call it the Portland Penny because that was what was used in the fateful toss that won Portland its name. So there you go. Portland, Oregon was close to being something Boston.
Dang. Okay. Well, that's kind of crazy to think about. That they just, I mean, I guess they were good enough friends to leave it to a coin flip instead of, you know, fight to the death or something. But
That's our Did You Know Show today, the day before Thanksgiving. Hope everyone has a wonderful holiday tomorrow. Make sure you listen again, though. We'll be back for another Did You Know episode on Thanksgiving.